Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast.
Stand up, you knew on Saturday I was working in FM 104, and if you were driving around your cars, you would have probably heard as well.
I know, I literally was in the car and I went, oh, and Crossy was like, oh, I'm here on my own and I'm not used to being on my own. I was like, oh, I'm with you, Crossy. I literally sent you the cringiest text being like, you're not alone.
And I blocked her. Yes. And I blocked her. So anyway, we were outside Des Kelly Interiors West End Retail Park.
Oh yeah, in Blanche.
In Blanche. And over the last while, we've been giving out at home because we need new pillows.
Uh-huh.
We also need paint. And I keep going, I'm going to go to the shop. Oh, I'll get stuff. I'll do it. And like everyone else, we, you know, you kind of kick it down the road. We'll do it one day. We'll do it one day. I knew I was going to be sitting outside Des Kelly's for 5 hours playing music. I was like, if there's never a sign to get pillows,
it's now.
It's now.
Yeah.
So I arrive on the FM 104 Roadhog about a half an hour early. I was like, right, go in and get me pillows. And this is where I need your help from, right?
Okay.
087-679-7104. How many pillows do you have in your bed at night? Because we had a row about this at home. I said it to my mom, she had a different idea, and everyone thinks I'm wrong. So I didn't know this. When you go in and get a pillow,
yeah,
they allow you to test it. Well, like the fake, the, not fake pillows. The, you know, the pillows that you can test like, before you buy them.
But isn't it usually like there's like they're out of the packet, so you can just give them a squeeze?
No, they've also Des Kelly has. And this isn't an ad, by the way. This is, I was just amazed by this.
Yeah.
This, the young fella, I think his name was Luca, the man who served me,
uh-huh.
And he was like, "There's no point buying these if you don't know what it's like lying down." So you actually, I got to lie down on a bed. So I had to put my bum on about 7 different beds to see which bed was like my bed.
No.
And this is amazing, isn't it?
Okay.
So anyway, I was going, not this bed, not this bed, not this bed. Anyway, I lay on this bed that was like mine.
I was like Goldilocks.
Lay down. And he was like, okay, this is the pillow you're going to buy. And I was like, I need 2 more pillows.
Wait.
And he was looking at me. And he was like, what do you mean you need 2 more pillows? I was like, I have 3 pillows at home in my room.
Crossy, no. Crossy, how would you, how can you fall asleep? You're essentially upright with 3 pillows.
Yeah, is that not how, like, and people are amazed by this. I thought, right, 3 pillows was what you needed.
Oh my goodness, no.
But like, my other half has 2 pillows that are like, he has 2 pillows.
Yeah.
That are like just 2 A4 sheets of paper. He's basically lying on the mattress.
Okay, yeah, likes to wear them down and then have them on his, on the pillow. That's just it. No. Okay. Absolutely not, Crossy. I'm going to nip that in the bud right now. You need to get 2. Like, I'd be kind of more of a, no, you'd want a big one. Like a one chunky.
Just one pillow.
One, but like not a flat one. Like a good chunky pillow. So it's like a nice cushion on it. But I've never, any of the pillows that I've gotten, I've never.
Can I just say, this is award-winning radio here right now, okay? But 087-679-7104. What? Because your man, the fellow was kind of like, 3 pillows?
Yeah, but Crossy, that's going to wreck your neck. Weren't you giving out about your neck the other day? Didn't you have to get Kathy over in
to help my neck out?
Yes! You had to go out in the office floor.
Look, I'm not the only one. I'm being redeemed here. 100%, 3 pillows, best sleep ever. Completely agree. 3 pillows, 2 to sleep on and 1 to hug. That's from Tom.
What? Actually, I do like that. 1 to hug, that's good shit.
We have 3 big pillows each and 2 smaller ones, so 8 in total. Okay, that's probably a bit too far.
Jeez, wow, that is a lot. 1 memory foam pillow. One chunky.
087-679-7104. Everyone sleeps differently. And I left that poor guy in Des Kelly's going, that guy's a weirdo. What's he doing with three pillows?
I just love the fact that you have to go around and lie on all of the...
Isn't that a great idea?
It was a different
stage.
Brilliant
idea.
I think that I've been buying pillows all wrong. I've just been going, squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. That'll do. No, this is a whole situation.
My missus used four, three for lying on and one around her back as well.
Oh yes, actually I have, because of my dodgy back, I have one for between my knees. Because it's supposed it's supposed to make your spine be straight.
If you put one in between your knees,
I
better not start that game. two pillows, one flattish and one chunky.
I know, it's like over time you have to get them to the right.
Does anyone know what is the right way of doing it? I don't understand.
I'm sure there's going to be some doctor or somebody that's an orthopedic specialist that's going to give out to us right now.
Going, what in the name of God are you doing? One slim pillow. Again, I don't get this because my other half basically sleeps on the mattress because they have two white... It's basically, they may as well be on two pieces of paper because there's no foam in these pillows.
No, that would drive me mad.
I'm
that person that literally, like, you know, if you, actually, no, Crossy, I'd say you're this person that if you go to a hotel, if there's only one pillow, do you call reception for another?
For two more. I want a proper sleep. 087-679-7104. Join in the conversation of a weird pillow thingy.
Are you a slim
and everyone's
pillow?
Been ringing Des Kelly now so they can put their bums on all the beds to see.
It's Goldilocks. A process. It's a process by the sounds of it. I've been doing it wrong.
And thanks very much to Luca. I think he was a bit freaked out by me when I was like, give me two more pillows. It is a Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104.
We've raised the stakes and doubled the dough.
$2,000 up for grabs.
FM104's Inst2Grand.
With misquote.ie. Low-cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
The easiest way to win €2,000 today, FM104's Inst2Grand. And Ness is playing. Good morning, Ness. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. And what here? Any plans good. For today?
Yeah, I'm actually heading into Dublin. I'm going to North Earl Street to the Petermarks Training Centre and get my hair done.
Ooh.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Are you going for a huge change or like just a little choppy change? Just a little chop?
Yeah, colour change. Ooh. And then cut, yeah.
So I'm looking at your WhatsApp photograph here. You've got brunette. Are you going a bit blonde?
I'm actually kind of going copper.
Oh,
or
lovely.
Over copper kind of colour.
Oh, cool. And then are you doing anything after to show off the hair?
Yeah, no, probably not in this weather. It's not great.
Your bank manager won't be asking you as many questions as we're asking this morning.
We're so nosy.
What's your pillow like? Are you getting a different hair colour? So 10 questions. Yeah. You get them all right, you win €2,000. We have to accept your first answer. And it has to be in under a minute. And you can pass on questions, but I'm going to come back to you. Ness, okay. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready, yeah, go for it.
come on,
let's.
Yeah.
In the nursery rhyme, Hey Diddle Diddle, who did the dish run away with?
The spoon.
Lansdowne Road Stadium is now known as?
Aviva.
What Premier League team does Evan Ferguson play for?
Oh, I'll pass that one.
In the Teenage Mutant Hero franchise, what animal is Master Splinter?
A rat.
Who won Celebrity Big Brother on Friday night?
Oh, pass.
No. At what party is Simon Harrison?
The Green Party.
Who is Matt Willis from Busted married to?
Pass. Don't know that one.
Who has a new album called Cowboy Carter coming out very soon?
Beyonce.
Add 200 and 187.
387.
And finally, true or false, we've ran out of time. You got nine questions in, okay? Let's see how you get on.
Okay, Ness, let's go through them. Okay. Hey Diddle Diddle. Okay. Hey Diddle Diddle, who did the dish run away with the spoon? You got that right. Lansdowne Road Stadium is also known as the Aviva. You also got that right. Okay, this is the first one you passed on. What Premier League team does Evan Ferguson play for? The answer was Brighton. Would you be into football?
I would, but I wouldn't necessarily know a lot of the players' names. Liverpool is who I follow.
Ah, gotcha.
Poor Evan misses sitter there on Saturday in the Aviva against Belgium. God love him.
Okay, you got this one right in Teenage Mutant Nero Hurdles. Teenage Mutant Hero franchise. Right, let's go that again. Right. What animal is Master Splinter? A rat. You got that right. And then who won Celeb Big Brother on Friday? David Potts, were you watching it all?
No, actually, I wasn't watching it.
You missed Louis being very sassy for 3 weeks on TV.
Big time. You might have to play catch up because it is very entertaining. And what party?
Was it good, yeah?
It was so good. Louis Walsh, he's even more of an icon than we realised. And in what party does Simon Harris, what party is Simon Harris in? Fine Gael. So you said green party.
Okay, Fine Gael.
Matt Willis.
They're all the same, aren't they?
I'm sure there's green in the poster for
they're
it.
They're all the same,
Yeah, who is Matt Willis from Busted Married to? The answer is Emma Willis. And actually, they have a TV show coming out very soon that I have to fill you in
on.
Yes, huge show. Who has an album called Cowboy Carter coming out soon? You got that right with Beyonce. And add 200 and 187 together, and it is 387. You got that right.
So out of 9 today, what did Ness get?
You got 5 out of 9. 5 out of 9.
Not so bad.
Okay,
no. And look, you've given Peter Mark North Earl Street a good little plug as well. So hopefully they hear that and you might get something free today, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for playing
so much
today,
Ness.
No worries.
Cheers.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye. Bye.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With Mooney's Hyundai. Test drive the Hyundai Ioniq 5 now at Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange.
Okay, Irish Wish stars Aisha Curry and Lindsay Lohan sat down to reveal what they've manifested or wished for in their lives.
Dirt. That movie is dirt. And a few people have Instagrammed me over the weekend that heard me giving out about it. And then they went to watch it.
Yes.
And they were like, you're so right. It's the worst movie of all
time. But it's fabulous dirt.
And I like fabulous dirt. I don't think so. I think it is possibly the worst movie of all time.
Wow.
Ireland looks great. I will give it that.
Yes.
But that doesn't make it any better. Anyway, here they are.
Okay, let's see.
I'm not a wisher. Like a manifester.
Yeah, same.
So, like, I like to put things out into the air, see what comes back, but I never harp too hard on anything.
Is there anything that you guys manifested recently that came to life?
Yes, I was manifesting that I wanted to have a baby. Mm-hmm. When we were filming this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice.
That's really sweet.
In other news this morning, you know the way Ant and Dec are finishing up Saturday Night Takeaway on the 13th of April? We already said that the Girls Aloud gang are going to be the ones that are going to be
the announcers.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yes.
They're also going to be doing a brand new show that doesn't involve Stephen Mulhern. That's part of Saturday Night Takeaway, and they announced it about 12 hours ago.
Wait, Ant and Dec are going to be doing
it? No, so they're going to be over it, but they're not going to be part of it. But it's part of Saturday Night Takeaway.
Oh.
It's going to be called Ring My Bell. This is the line from it. It's a fantastic new game show. It gives the public and our studio audience the chance to win big through a series of hysterical games played on Britain's doorsteps. So basically, It's kind of like one of their little small games, but as a 30-minute game.
Oh, okay. I think that'd be good, though. I feel like anything with Stephen Mulhern doing it...
No, he's not doing it. No, he's not. This is the thing. He's not doing it. It is going to be Chris and Rosie Ramsey. Do you know comedians?
Oh, Chris Ramsey. Who's Rosie?
His wife.
Oh.
And it kind of has gone down like a lead balloon. I like the both of them, but a lot of people are going, no, definitely not them. Can't be them.
I feel like you want people that are like Chris Ramsey comes across really sound, but I feel like someone warmer.
I think the biggest shock in this whole thing is that Stephen Mulhern's not doing it.
That's what I don't use it. Yeah.
Because usually he does everything that's Anson Deck related.
Yes.
Paul Rudd is geeked out over getting to drive the original Ecto-1 car from the first Ghostbusters movie. Here's what he had to say.
I think, yeah, this was one of the originals. There's a few of them, but they're not easy to make, and so they keep them. And I think I'd heard that this might have been one from the first one that I got to drive. It was unreal to be able to drive that thing. Was unbelievable. I know that I'm in a small group of people that can claim that. What an honor.
If you missed the gang from the Ghostbusters movie talking to Shaman Sanjay, you can check it out on YouTube on FM 104 and on Instagram as well. Yeah, the movie's
excited.
Out in the next few days, I think.
Yeah, soon, really soon.
I think he'd Finn Wolfhard. Anyway, a couple of minutes ago, I was saying Dua Lipa and Teresa Mannion have a link together, and what is it?
And it's not that they're both women.
No, it's not. That was first thing that came out of Zayn's mouth.
First thing.
Are they women?
I just can't figure out how they're linked.
So Dua Lipa was with her friend over the weekend, and they were running down the road, and Dua did this. Listen to what she says.
John, quick. John, take it. I'm treacherous road. Show me any of this journey.
She basically read out to Teresa Mannion, don't make unnecessary journeys.
And don't swim in the sea. Like, she is an icon and a legend. And here is Dua Lipa. Sorry, I'm talking about Teresa Mannion here. She is an icon and legend. And Dua Lipa is quoting her.
Isn't it mad that that has got to Dua Lipa's mind? It's up on TikTok. Someone has ripped it down from her Insta stories. And they're just running around, having a bit of crack. And they're saying, don't take unnecessary journeys.
So funny. I really want to know what Teresa thinks about this.
Yes.
Get her on the line.
Now we're talking about movies and
the sound. So, you know, like, you know, Foley artists, they're the people that put sounds. So, like, you know, if somebody is walking down a street, they'll be there with, like, coconuts.
It's that, or, you know, your man in that movie, Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yes.
Jason Segel. That was his job in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
That was his job, yes. So, sorry, coconuts would be for a horse going down the road, or they just have, you know, somebody there with, like, a random piece of wood and then shoes going on.
Or if you did it with your belly.
What do you mean with your belly?
Have you ever tried to do it with your belly before?
Do what with my belly before?
Okay.
What?
Have you never done that before?
No.
Try with your belly.
Hit your belly. Hold on, wait.
Okay.
Wait. Oh yeah. Okay.
Bring back Jim Jim. What's going on?
God.
But everyone do it. That's if you do it like it sounds like
da-da. Oh my God, Crossy.
No, anyone?
You're so funny.
I could have that job.
I hear it. I hear it now.
Anyone else? Oh, 8, 7, 6, 7, 8, 7, 4.
You might also like this job, okay? So, how they make the sound of rain. Okay, so like that. They could be hitting their tummy for horses going by, or for thunder. You know, you see people with the big sheets of like aluminium. They're shaking it. For rain, okay? I saw this yesterday and I actually can't believe that this is how they do the sound of rain.
So this is how they make rain in movies.
Yes. A Foley artist said, I'm not outside in the rain with the microphone. This is, so like, have a listen to this, right?
That sounds like you're in a Nora Ephron movie.
That's, yeah.
In a 90s movie, Tom Hanks is there, maybe Emma Stone.
It has that vibe.
One more time.
Okay, ready for it? Here we go. Out in the rain. I'm a bird.
I love you.
Do you know what that is? Frying chicken.
Would you stop?
Frying chicken in a pan.
What?
A pan of oil. That is chicken. Look, that is frying chicken. That is how they get the sound.
That
for
is
rain.
Now that you say it, that does sound like frying
Doesn't
chicken.
Doesn't it?
My mind is blown.
In all those romantic scenes, and they're like, I love you.
The Notebook. What was their name? Jack and Ali.
Yes.
Is it Jack
frying
and Ali?
I think
no,
it was Ali.
That was.
Wasn't it Ali?
What
no,
were their names again?
It, maybe it wasn't Jack. No, maybe
Notebook,
you're right.
Movie is muck. But that is mad. So it's fried chicken.
It's literally fried chicken. A Foley artist who's done many, many movies says that that's how they make rain.
I would say if you're bored today in work and you want to go down a rabbit hole,
yeah,
finding out what noises are in movies and what they become, that will be your starting point and your FYP is gone for the day.
Done. You're welcome.
This is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104.
Okay, I have to tell you about a little something I saw, right? So now Beyonce was shouting out to all the girls and all the men out there to be like, you know, if you like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So now that, you know, a lot of people may have gotten engaged, got married, some people are getting divorced. And for some, it's not a sad time. People are going, yeah, whatever, bye-bye, on to live my best life,
yes.
Okay? Rather than giving back the wedding ring, the engagement ring, they are going to jewelers and getting them remade into into divorce rings.
That's a good idea.
Is what they're called. So,
where, what finger would you put it on?
Oh, I don't know, actually. Sorry,
because
I'm looking
at... Because if you were going to try and kiss someone, you don't want to have a little ring in your finger.
No, this is true. But you know, gorgeous woman, fantastic lady, Emily Ratajkowski.
Oh, Emily Ratajkowski. She's
absolute
great.
Absolute stunner, right?
Her dad is from Ireland.
What?
Cork, I think.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Get her on the show.
Little side bit there
Let's
for you.
Please, yeah. So she got divorced and she has kind of started this whole trend. So she has it on her, like engagement ring finger and her pinky. Now, in fairness, like her engagement ring was insanely huge. So she could break it into two. I just saw
that. I was waiting for this message to come in. Someone's like, they should put it on the middle finger. They probably should, you know?
People probably are.
Or just as a reference, never get married again. I came up with an idea for FM 104 a while ago. And this is about 4 years ago. And they said, absolutely not. It wouldn't be for us. But, you know, imagine giving away a divorce. For your Marida. So imagine your Marida getting divorced, or your friend, or you, or something like that. Imagine where you give away a competition of giving away a divorce, because it's expensive.
It's very expensive. I would be fully behind that. Also, I think you can give away a divorce and then a divorce party. I know a few people that have had divorce parties.
So do I. And they're in their 20s.
Crack. Yeah.
They've just decided, you know, enough is enough. I'm going to get married 3 times.
Yeah, they're like, this is my first wife and my second wife.
Like Ross from Friends loves getting engaged. I have a friend like that.
But always gets engaged.
They engage 3 times now.
Stop.
This is 3rd time lucky. I probably shouldn't have said that. So there's a new TV show now that Celebrity Big Brother is over. It's coming out with Emma Willis and Matt Willis.
Yes, the happy couple are going to be looking for other happy couples because Love is Blind UK is coming to Netflix.
So hang on a second. Is Love is Blind about single people being couples?
Yes. So this is the one where it's like supposed to be a social experiment where singletons date in these pods. So they never see each other. They just hear each other. They're supposed to, you know, grow an emotional connection. It's supposed to be that they fall in love sight unseen.
So if just say for talk's sakes.
Yeah.
I'm being very silly here. All the lads are in, just say, the studio here.
Yep.
And then all the girls will be in Tara's studio.
Yes.
And you talk to them between the walls, but you can't see them.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly like that.
That's not bad.
And basically, it's like you're not supposed to hint at like what you look like. And the girl from season 6 of the UK one recently got dragged because she hinted that she looked like Megan Fox. She did not look like Megan Fox.
Ah.
Yes. But it's supposed to be like nothing to do with looks. It's all supposed to be like how you get on. And what happens is you propose to a person from never seeing them. And
I
then,
suppose that's kind of cool though, if you're, you know, you want to fall in love with someone before their looks.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be like, you know, look, like personality lasts, looks don't. So I like the idea of
Has
the
anyone
show.
Watched it? 087-679-7104. Would you do it? And is personality bigger than looks when it comes to that type of stuff?
Okay, like I saw when this was getting cast for the UK, it was coming up all over social media because I'm always watching Love is Blind. So I was wondering, I was sent it to a few friends going, would you dare? Would you dare? Now, no one did go for it, but
I don't think I would now. I don't think I would. That wouldn't be up my... You kind of want to see what they look like.
You kind of do.
And I know that sounds vain, but I think we're all like that. We, you know, you do fall in love with a personality, but you also want to see what they look like as well.
Yeah, like it's all kind of about, yeah, we're not, I don't think we're being shallow, but, you know. So this is the show that Emma Willis and her hubby Matt are going to be hosting because it's always a celebrity couple. So Nick Lachey and Vanessa Lachey.
Vanessa, I haven't heard from him in years.
Yeah.
So someone's WhatsApped in, Jamie says it's the cringiest show ever. Then someone says, I think personality is everything, but you have to be attracted to them too.
Exactly. I agree with that.
And that's how the show is on, because it has loads of drama and I'm sorry, you can see both sides of the wall.
Yeah, so we see it all. We see everything.
What channel?
It's going to be on Netflix. Now we have to wait until August.
Okay, but Emma and Matt, two good people in it.
It's going to be great. I just wonder, will we be watching it? Will there be some people from Ireland that have gone over to do it in the UK? We'll have to hang tight. They always throw in an Irish person. What?
Someone has just WhatsApped in and they are completely correct, and I'm going to leave it on this. There's really no reason not to do the show at this point. The contestants are almost always super hot, so your chances of getting someone who's not of high quality are very slim.
True. That's true. Everyone is model level.
And that is from Roslyn, so that lines us out of that straight away. It is a Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go,
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.